bleich den Schein. Wir Kanaken sitzen in einem Benz, einer fährt. Der Beifahrer regt sich auf wegen dem Scheißverkehr. Der dritte hinten links hat den Stein zu leihen. Der vierte hinten rechts wollt gleich den Schein. Kanaken sitzen in einem Benz, einer fährt, der Beifahrer regt sich auf wegen dem Scheißverkehr. Der dritte hinten links hat den Stein zu leid, der vierte hinten rechts holt gleich den Schein. Vier Kanaken sitzen in einem Benz, einer fährt, der Beifahrer regt sich auf wegen dem Scheißverkehr. Der dritte hinten links hat den Stein zu leid, der vierte hinten rechts holt gleich den Schein.
Thank you. so it didn't pass as a manifesto. And on the other hand, we're also building coalitions on undocumented refugees and migrants' access to education and employment.
Beautiful. Yeah. And how is it going so far?
Well, it's going pretty well, but it's a difficult sensitive issue. But by now we have collected over 2,000 people who have signed the manifesto, and among others, also some prominent Dutch leaders like Ruud Lubbers and Jan Pronk and Herman Wijvels. So they're those are quite big names, and also some organizations have signed the manifesto, like Oxfam Novib, Cordaid, Doctors van de Wereld. So there's quite some support right now, so that's good.
Beautiful. Undocumented refugees.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I mean, I know what does it mean, but for our listeners, what do you mean by undocumented refugees?
Last year I worked for an organization in Wageningen, which was supporting undocumented refugees, and these are people that are often stuck in limbo, so they don't have the right documentation papers. They have been rejected in the asylum procedure, but they cannot be deported, so because they lack these papers, so they're basically stuck here. But by law, they are excluded from social, economic, and political life. So the Dutch, there's legislation in place. It's called Wet Arbeid Vreemdelingen. I think it's called the Foreign Nationals Employment Act. And this actually states that these people are not allowed to work. So they are not allowed to participate in society. And this leads to a variety of problems, so among which like health problems. And as organizations who are working closely with these people, we felt compelled and the responsibility to raise our voice and to start this campaign to increase the opportunities to work and study. So yeah.
About how many? I mean, do you have numbers about how many refugees are we talking about?
In Holland, well, there are approximately 35,000 undocumented refugees and migrants in the Netherlands, according to a WODC report from 2013, yeah.
So they must be now quite more.
Yeah, so, well, what we see is that there are, this group consists of subgroups. So there are some people here that came here to work, and they're currently working in the back sector, the back economy, so to say. Others are here because they have a child who does have a Dutch nationality, and they want to see them grow up. And others are here because they are stuck in limbo. So this is the group that I just described as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you already started with the schools or education programs for them?
We didn't start a program. But what we do is we contact schools and institutions, and we try and ask them, are there possibilities to allow undocumented to participate in your course? And so that's what we do. But because it's against the law, it's a bit hard.
Does it work all the time?
No, yeah, exactly. And there are fines, especially concerning employment, it's really hard. There are fines that can amount to up to 8,000 euros, depending on the type of work and the kind of institution. So we have to sometimes, we cannot always make things public, so to say. Yeah.
Yeah, but how do they survive? I mean, what is the income they get?
So some people they do have works, but they work in the black economy, so they can support themselves. Others are supported by family members, and then again, others are supported by these NGOs. For example, in Wageningen, where I worked, we gave leefgeld, so living like compensation to live, basically, that's what we called it, which was 60 euros
A week.
Per 2 weeks, so that's basically nothing. But we also gave them a room. So we paid for that room, and then they had 30 euros a week to survive. And this is a problem. This is why we also started it. These people are stuck in this kind of dependency relation. So this is unhealthy. So what we want is that they are that they can just live their lives and participate, take care of themselves, take care of their children. That's what we want. So that's why we started.
Well, you mentioned problems. I mean, well, you're undocumented refugees. I mean,
yeah.
You don't have the right to study or to work.
Yeah, and if you're if you're rejected by society,
exactly.
From all these in all these aspects, the problem is there are a lot of problems. So, firstly, mental problems. A lot of them have, for example, a higher chance of psychosis and post-traumatic stress disorder and all kinds of other things. And if you cannot do anything, sometimes there's also a problem with drug abuse, alcohol abuse, all that stuff. So, yeah.
Concerning the legal stuff.
Yes.
Because what Anderslach is doing is fostering actually the human rights movement, you know, because if refugees don't have access to education and social cultural life, so it's...
It's a violation of
Human rights. So
exactly.
How do you deal with this as an organization? What kind of awareness that you want to raise?
I guess the human rights framework somehow legitimizes what we do. We say it's in our opinion the Dutch national government is violating human rights, so they are violating Article 23 and Article 26 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So for us it legitimizes what we do. That's basically we try and it's a way of convincing other people to give access to education. It's a way of talking sense out of people,
And if you talk to politicians, for example, Dutch politicians, about these violations, so what are the official statements given by the government concerning these issues?
Yeah, so, the national government is afraid of, a pull factor. They are afraid that people will come here if we make it too easy to live in illegality or whatever.
But even mobility is a human right, according to
mobility.
The declaration. So
exactly, the
so
Charter of Palermo.
In Palermo, so he make it very clear about this, our right to mobilize in a world, beyond borders. Maybe it's a very romantic idea, but at the same time, it's our right.
Yeah,
so
personally,
yeah.
I'm also a global liberal. I think that, we live in some kind of global apartheid, because
can you translate into English?
Global apartheid. It's institutionalized that some people have more rights than others, depending on where you were born. And
mm-hmm.
This is something that that I find very, very upsetting. And I think that we should challenge this idea. But as a campaign, as a lobby campaign, we also try to be really tactical and strategic. And so, for example, we also use kind of right-wing arguments to back up our case. So what we say in our manifesto is that if you basically reject people from participation in society, that these people also will wander around in streets and roam around the streets, and this will cause all kinds of public problems, you know, they will become a burden, so to say. This is not what I personally these are not the arguments why we do it, but it's a way of convincing kind of right-wing voters, I guess, that this system is not working. And we lobbied also at the D66 political party, and they accepted or adopted a motion that they are now in favor of granting undocumented refugees and migrants the opportunity to follow all kinds of courses. So these are really tiny steps that we are kind of making. Yeah.
Do you believe in changing the system? I mean, how big is your hopes or beliefs?
So I think there are, on the one hand, we see now that Trump has gained power, so to say, and a lot of people didn't expect that. But if that is possible, I think the other side is also possible. So if his ideals can be achieved, then perhaps also our ideals can be achieved. They're not as naive as we may think. And I think a lot of people on a local level realize that since they are faced with these people, so the cities and the municipalities and the local policymakers, they realize that they have a duty to take care of these people, and they realize that it will be against human rights to not provide them with shelter and to not allow them to follow education. And so I think our hope is kind of invested on a local, decentral level, so that the cities. And what we would like is actually to promote some sort of city deal in where cities together kind of agree on a different kind of system, where they do give these undocumented refugees and migrants the opportunities to work and study. And I think together as cities, they can face up to the government. That's our hope. And I think, Eindhoven has signed the manifesto, and Wageningen has also signed the manifesto, and the municipality of Eindhoven is also now lobbying in the VNG network, so to convince other municipalities to also sign the manifesto, so there is hope there.
Nice, and when, I mean, Eindhoven, they signed now, so when do you start, let's say, the procedure?
So I think before the end of this year in Eindhoven, they will the elderman, so to say, has to report back to the council. What they are asking for is room for experimentation, so experimental room. And I think that this is what we want right now. So we are trying to create room for experimentation in various cities, Eindhoven, Utrecht, Amsterdam, and The Hague. And we focus on these cities as an Anslag campaign, because we have close contacts with these cities. And that's where we try to build these coalitions and try to build this room for experimentation, so to say. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about the target. I mean, what is the thing, if you succeed with making it, you'll shut down and this left, and then...
Okay, so, well, there are a couple of things, possible ways in which we could, in which the campaign could be successful. So, firstly, we try to have this change in the law, so the net arbeid framing. But another possibility would be a system... the introduction of a special status. This is a system they are currently upholding in Germany. It's called Duldung, and it's I wrote it down as well, a temporary suspension of deportation status. And as time passes and it turns out that an undocumented refugee or migrant cannot be deported, he or she builds up rights. So after a few months, he or she is able to work and to follow education. And after a few years even, he or she is given a residency permit. So I think that these kinds of systems, they are not perhaps the most idealistic systems, but they are perhaps realistic systems, because they reflect in a better way the complexities of migration. It's too easy to just think that the deportation service can deport everyone, because it's just not possible. So there are people here that cannot be deported, and the question we need to ask ourselves is, what do we do with these people? And I think that we shouldn't just be limit ourselves to the discussion of the provision of housing, which is currently kind of in the political arena. They're discussing the Bed-Bad-Brot Accord, so to say. But we should also talk about, okay, what kind of other rights should we give to these people? How should we treat them? How can they contribute to society, given that they are here, given that the complexity of migration, given that there are just people, 35,000 living in the Netherlands. So, yeah.
I want to ask you, how does a life of undocumented person looks like, you know, look like?
Oh, so it depends on the group we focus on. But I worked for an organization in Wageningen, and I felt, my task was to look for housing, which is quite difficult. But my task was also to kind of visit our clients, to ask if they were in need of a microwave or you know, the things that they cannot buy because they only get 30 euros a week. And what we see is that they basically, some of them have mental problems, and others do volunteering, and we even have one client that works. This is not allowed. I will not say who it is, but and you can see that people that are active in some way, that did find some kind of acceptance by their local community, that they feel much better, and that the people that are just really not active, they have problems. One guy always used to say to me, same old, same old. So every time I asked him how things were going, he would say, yeah, same old, same old, because he cannot do anything. And I just felt really frustrated by this, because I came to know these people and I felt like I couldn't really do anything. But then I met other NGO representatives, and we were able to kind of initiate this campaign together. So.
Do you think that Anderslag is the only organization that works with undocumented refugees, or there is some kind of previous initiatives?
So there are multiple local NGOs working with this kind of group, and there's also a national platform, het Landelijk Ongedocumenteerde Steunpunt. And officially, Aan de Slag is also kind of a part of het Landelijk Ongedocumenteerde Steunpunt, as this is it's kind of the network of all these NGOs. Like, I think there are 30 or 40. These are also religious organizations, so not only non-profit organizations. So there are many more organizations than just Aan de Slag. Yeah.
Kain, thank you for being with us here in Amsterdam at Art Weekend.
You're welcome.
And thank you for this precious information. It's really very viable, I think, mission in life, to help people to actualize their inner being, actually, to live the life that they deserve to live.
Yeah, and I would like to also ask everybody to sign the manifesto, to look on our website.
Sure.
Like us on Facebook and support our movement.
So they go to Anderslag on Facebook, for example?
Yeah, iedereenanderslag.nl.
Yeah. Thank you so much, dear listeners. Thank you for being us in this amazing talk, and stay tuned.
You hear yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, there will be editing.
Of course.
It was live?
I think so, yes. Definitely. Thank you.
Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Vreest niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
De schitterende dragers daar vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterop kijken. Opdat zij niet over de voorhoede daar voorzichtig om struikelen. In de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Als je transpireert, verlies je veel vocht en mineralen, waardoor je prestaties afnemen. ISOSTAR vult snel weer aan dat het lichaam tekort komt. ISOSTAR, de snelle isotone dorstlesser.
Uw woonplezier hangt van een harmonische omgeving af. Vervul daarom uw behoefte aan een sfeervolle inrichting met Adelgordijn. Chic, romantisch, kostbaar, een droom. Adelgordijnen voor uw ramen. Ado, die met de gouden draad.
I don't hit nobody with
glass.
You have to watch the movie next week.
The next decision. Oh, come on. There's never been an election like took place in 2020, and you gotta watch.
What the scissors now, Doctor?
The next
scissors.
Do you have video?
4 million minutes of surveillance video around the country.
That is a blockbuster movie.
2,000 Mules. In theaters May 20th.
The famous Doomsday Clock shows 100 seconds before the apocalypse. And it won't happen because of some higher power, but upon the initiative of a human being. We've never come so close to the edge of the abyss, nuclear war. One more step, and the history of mankind is over. And unfortunately, current world problems, personal ambitions of some politicians, and the lack of desire to seek compromises between governments can make this last fatal step real. And then, the Earth will face the third world nuclear war, in which there will be no winners. Imagine that someone pressed the red button and nuclear missiles got in the air. We will show you that humanity would stand no chance. To understand what nuclear war means, let's take a look at the power of nuclear weapons and their stockpiles in different countries. There are two different types of genres of nuclear weapons. Strategic nuclear weapons are the big ones that are pointed at certain targets and are launched on intercontinental ballistic missiles and submarine and cruise missiles. Tactical nuclear weapons are non-strategic and are used in smaller, more mobile applications. They work based on the fission of uranium or plutonium nuclei and are generally smaller in explosive power. These types of weapons include gravity bombs, short-range missiles, artillery shells, depth charges, landmines, and some small torpedoes. At the same time, the fusion of deuterium and tritium releases 10 times more energy. So thermonuclear bombs are much more powerful than uranium or plutonium bombs. What's even more frightening?
Did you hear what he said?
Is
read
that.
That?
No theoretical
he said, when
limit.
I was a teenager, I was wanting to sell my soul. Here he is in a satanic worship service. There's the pulpit. There's the Bible on the pulpit. He's got on a suit and tie, mocking God and taking the Bible.
The crowd like it's a piece of meat. Bible and kind of mocks God in his stuff.
I'm all for it. I'm a Satanist myself.
Isn't that something? She says, I'm a Satanist myself. And I'm all for it. They've made a hero out of this old 1960s burnout. His name's Ozzy Osbourne. They show you, listen, it shows what kind of condition America is in when a family of burnt-out rejects can throw up and cuss, and everybody in America thinks that's a wonderful show. Ozzy Osbourne said, I don't know if I'm a medium for some outside source. Whatever it is, I hope it's not what I think, Satan. What some of you don't realize is that years ago, they had a big satanic service to begin the group Black Sabbath. Ozzy was the leader of that group, and they said one night at the foot of the bed, a big black shape appeared and had eyes of fire and made a deal with him. And the Lord's going to start getting in here now.
Walter, anybody copy?
They sold her soul. There's Eric Clapton and them singing. You see, it happens quite often. It feels as though I'm not playing my instrument. Something else is playing. And all the same thing playing all three of us. He said maybe we'd play the same place out of nowhere. Watch it, ladies and gentlemen.
Ach, mijn lieverd, je bent... Ik haal je eruit, ik red je onmiddellijk. Je blijft zitten, je blijft... Goed zo, en eroverheen. Hartstikke goed. De keien! Lieverd, de keien naar links. Terug naar de start. Ja, heel goed. En om, zodra die gaat lopen, ga je gelijk springen. Ja, helemaal goed. Ja, in het midden. En daar weg. Oh, lieverd, te laat.
Komt wel.
Komt goed. We hebben al 225 punten voor het Lilianenfonds, dus er kan niks meer misgaan. Links! Oh, God, kind, doe je toch allemaal met me? Blijf op die start staan. Daar gaat hij. Ja. En nog een keer. Hans, geweldig. Hans Bukking, dames en heren, gasten. 75. En dan. Oh!
Dat is toch
Hans,
de moeilijkste.
Wat doe je met me? Nee, dit kan niet, hoor. Ja,
dat kan.
Hij is toch, vind ik... Bukker.
Oh.
Even loslaten als je wil. We hebben toch al 105. Geeft helemaal niks. Gaat goed. Ja, en dan ook. Ja, de kei, links. Goed zo, Hans. En dan... Oh, links. Maar dan kan je niet zien. De kei, de rest. Oh, en dan links. En dan links. Oh, de kei. Oh, goed is die, hè?
Ja.
Zoiets geweldigs heb ik nog nooit meegemaakt. Ik weet niet meer wat je verdiend hebt. Ik vind je hartstikke te gek, dames en heren. Hans Dijkstra, jij
zeg,
nou,
Out of the incredible far reaches of outer space, a weird flying saucer enters the solar system. Its destination, the planet with the single moon, the green planet, Earth. Soon, the fantastic vessel is within the outer levels of Earth's atmosphere, continuing its inexorable course toward the planet. Radar screens on the Earth pick up the saucer as an unidentified object.
UFO is approaching our sector. Jet squadrons investigate. Jet squadrons investigate.
Intruder attention. We demand that you reveal your identity. What is your purpose in flying over this sector? Acknowledge. Acknowledge. All planes ready to attack. Acknowledge. Acknowledge.
Seht euch das an. Da seht.
Was hat dieser Mann verbrochen, dass er ihn so foltern lässt?
Der Mann hat gewagt, gegen uns zu kämpfen. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass euer Freund kein Blut sehen kann. Sind alle polnischen Krieger so empfindlich?
Man sagt, dass die Mongolen den ersten Wunsch eines Gastes erfüllen. Ist das wahr?
Ihr scheint unsere Sitten gut zu kennen.
Dann möchte ich euch um das Leben dieses Mannes bitten. Ich hoffe, dass ihr diese Bitte nicht abschlagen werdet.
Nur Ogotai kann ihn freigeben.
They want their hot cars and their hot stereos and their drugs and their parties. They're not interested in the Lord. Some of you teenagers sitting right here around this front, back in there tonight, you know good, you're going to sit there and say, I'm not letting this get to me. I'm not letting this get to me. I'm going to party tomorrow night. But I'm going to tell you something, brother. You're fooling with something bigger than you are, and it's going to get you, and you ain't going to be able to get loose when you want to. Don't want no crown of thorns either.
Jetzt zentrale, Stand frei, Hals und Bein hoch, Ende.
Ja, vielen Dank, Ende.
The famous Doomsday Clock would have nuclear weapons either increase their supply or leave it as it is. The only exception is the United States. And the figures only show the number of nuclear warheads intended for use atop strategic carriers with a range of several thousand kilometers. But there are also tactical
missions
of small power, the TNT equivalent of which doesn't exceed a few kilotons and is often less than one kiloton. But this is still a lot. By modern standards, the atomic bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima and destroyed the city can be considered a tactical nuclear weapon. Its power was no more than 15 kilotons. The Russian SS-18 Satan intercontinental ballistic missile has 10 thermonuclear warheads on board.
Das Ziel des Atombombers liegt südlich der Fuente Berge in einem kleinen Tal, wo gestern Abend noch weitere Raumschiffe gelandet sind. Die Bombe wird aus 7000 Meter Höhe abgeworfen. Ihre Wirkung ist 10-mal so groß wie die bei den letzten Versuchen in Texas. Die Bevölkerung ist immer wieder gewarnt worden, sich vor den radioaktiven Strahlen zu schützen. Alles ist in höchster Alarmbereitschaft. Weit vorgeschoben in einem kleinen Bunker sind Beobachtungsposten, um den Abwurf zu registrieren. Die Welt hält den Atem an, denn in wenigen Minuten entscheidet sich das Schicksal der ganzen Menschheit. Wird es gelingen, die Raumschiffe zu zerstören, oder werden ihre todbringenden Strahlen unsere Kultur und Zivilisation auslöschen?
Theirs is not an ordinary job. Their job is to rob and kill. Masked, swift, merciless murderers. A band of vicious mobsters planning crime after crime. Killing anyone who gets in their path. Mm. choosing their prey and making it pay, posing as businessmen and baffling the police at every turn. Criminals without conscience.
Death will force you to sit through stark brutality and moral abuse. You will be fascinated and spellbound by bizarre terror without a heart, without a soul, without a conscience.
Your daughter is as good as dead. She's finished.
No!
Natalia!
You murdered her!
No! Son of a bitch. This guy's killed a lot of people.
Caution. Morally and sexually, this may shock you, but it's an experience in psychosadism you will never forget.
This is the Don 2 N radar station that consists of two command and control centers and up to 100 anti-missiles of long range and short range.
I hear the urge of G.
Now you listen to me, boy. Jesus is a bat. You can't run away from Jesus.
No, you listen.
I come a long way since I'd believe in anything. And I come halfway around the world.
No, you ain't come so far that you could keep from following me, though, have you, boy? Some preacher's left his mark on you. Did you follow me for me to take it off or to give you another one? I hear them scraping their feet inside. Get out the tracks. They're fixing to come out. What are we going to do? What's inside that there building?
Program letting out.
You take this boy and go up to the other side and give out, and I'll stay here with the one that followed me. Now you go to the top of them stairs and repent, boy, and renounce your sins and distribute these tracts to the people.
I'm as clean as you are.
Fornication, blasphemy, what else?
If I was in sin, I was in it before I ever committed any. There ain't no change coming me. I don't believe in sin. Nothing matters but that Jesus don't exist.
Go distribute them tracts to the people.
I'll take them up there and throw them in the bushes. You be watching. See, can you see?
Jesus calls you. Jesus calls you.
Hey, looky down yonder. You see that blind man down there? He's giving out tracts and begging Jesus. You ought to see him. And he's got this here ugly child. I mean, you better get on the other side, lady. There's a fool down there giving out tracts.
Don't pay no attention to that fanatic up there.
Don't I know what exists and what don't? Ain't I got eyes in my head? Am I a blind man? Let me tell you something. Maybe you think that you ain't clean because you don't believe. Every one of you are clean. And I'll tell you why. If you think it's because of Jesus Christ crucified, you're wrong. I ain't saying he wasn't crucified, but I say it wasn't for you. I'm gonna start a new church, the Church approved without Jesus Christ crucified, and it won't cost you nothing to join my church. It ain't started yet, but it's gonna be. I don't need Jesus. What do I need Jesus for? I got Leora Watts.
Oh, Asa Hawk's the name when you go to following me again.
Then there's a trick on niggers.
Een streling, een hartstochtelijke zoen, een omhelzing misschien, waarmee een vrouw spontaan haar man kan verrassen, die hem soms seksueel niet onberoerd laat en hem daardoor dan ook soms misleidt, is allerminst door haar bedoeld als een directe uitnodiging tot een eropvolgend seksueel contact. Wederom een bron van misverstand berustend op een onvoldoende inzicht in de vrouwelijke wezensaard. Meerdere malen heb ik dan ook van een vrouw kunnen horen dat zij deze liefkozingen dan maar liever achterwege liet, omdat het steeds maar weer uitdraaide op een samenleving waarop zij allerminst uit was. Dit alles maakt, dunkt mij, wel begrijpelijk dat het bevredigende van een seksuele samenleving voor de meeste vrouwen staat of valt met de aard van de relatie zelf die ze heeft met haar man.
soort schuldgevoel dat ik niet zo verschrikkelijk veel ervaring had over het feit dat die Zweedse mij in alle opzichten voor was geweest.
Dus die overtrof.
Ja, ja. Zweedse, je kent het wel.
Wat Swedish.
Precies, en blond en mooi en prachtig. Dus ik had het allemaal, de foto's en de brieven gelezen. En met naar bed gaan was het dus op de knieën en op het ruige tafelblad. En dan was het iets van, ik vind het prima hoor, maar ik voel toch die vieze, vuile splinter in mijn reet. En dan werd ik weer afgeleid. Ja, ja. En dan kwam ik echt niet zo leuk klaar. En daar had ik dus geen trek in. En ook op mijn knieën of in wat verstanden dan ook. Dus nogmaals, ik had een variaties en ik heb het hele boek van de NVSH niet gezien. Waarom ook niet? Omdat ik uit ervaring weet, voor mezelf dus. Hè? Ik kan me voorstellen dat mensen die misschien een andere prikkeling nodig hebben. Ik ga gewoon, als ik een kerel fijn vind, graag naar bed op de manier waarop ik dat fijn vind. Hè? Dus het feit dat ik dat mensen attributen of vloerkleden of tafels nodig hebben of lampenkap of gasstellen, ja, meegenomen, het geldt absoluut niet voor mij.
Dit was een van de grote aanwinsten van deze eeuw, die de vorige eeuw wel weer voorbereid is, zeggen dat het afwijkend is in die zin. Of abnormaal, en dan abnormaal gezien als afwijkend van het grootste gemiddelde. Dus iemand die bijvoorbeeld alleen maar zijn seksuele genoegens kan beleven aan een lijk, nou, dat komt voor. Voor mij mag het, maar dat is abnormaal vanuit de spreiding van de seksuele bevredigingsmogelijkheden gezien. In die zin komen er wel randdingen voor. Ik zou het liever marginale dingen noemen dan afwijken. Ja. We gotta get it to the devil's tricking us while we're losing the kids. Sure it is! Sure it is! Sure it is! Buddy, what if that was one of your girls or boys up here tonight? I got three girls here tonight, all of them saved. Son of one of my girls up here getting saved tonight, I'd be happy, 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 happy. All right.
I was keeping it as a souvenir.
The price of your treason to the Soviets.
That is a lie!
In return for this money, you are going on a speaking tour of the Western world, telling lies about your own country.
That is a preposterous statement!
Perhaps you may consider my next statement less preposterous. As the presiding judges of the special MVD court, we find the prisoner guilty of treason to the Soviet Union and sentence her to death. This sentence to be carried out in Moscow within the next 24 hours. The prisoner will be permitted to make a statement.
I have only this statement to make. If this is Soviet justice, I am silent.
I'm a murderer. I've sent an innocent human being to her death.
Sir, my political career is hanging by a thread.
Be quiet for once, Senator. She was working for you all the time.
For us?
Yes, undercover, converting me to communism. We told my lousy capitalistic colonel a pack of lies.
That's all she's guilty of, converting me to communism.
Yes, and she reformed me. She made me see the truth about communism. Ah, the 100 lies of capitalism. I know them by heart. She was working for you all the time.
For us?
Yes, undercover, converting me to communism. We told my lousy capitalistic colonel a pack of lies.
That's all she's guilty of, converting me to communism.
Yes, and she reformed me. She made me see the truth about communism. Ah, the 100 lies of capitalism.
Yes, but
I'm not a fellow traveler. I'm a red 100%, and she did it.
Nothing can change Soviet justice. And return to Moscow.
I demand my rights as a Soviet officer.
What rights?
I was sentenced to be executed in Moscow by a military firing squad.
I do not demean myself replying to an enemy of the people.
Major Golovich, I do not understand your behavior.
I am an enemy of the people.
You will drive to Moscow. If you attempt any tricks, your paramour will be instantly liquidated.
The most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Let me say it again.
The 2020 election was the most secure
election in American history.
Let me begin by asking a very simple question. Do we know the truth about what really happened in the 2020 election?
I think millions of Americans know something went wrong, and they have little pieces, and no one's really put it together.
I'm agnostic on this question, and I am awaiting more information.
If I believe the president were a Nazi, I might steal an election.
Bold accusations require bold evidence, and they haven't seen it.
We have been working on something big.
Show me the money.
Can we meet? I've been working with Greg Phillips. He has a deep background in election intelligence.
True the Vote has the largest store of election intelligence for the 2020 election in the world. No one has more data than we do. We identified in Atlanta 242 mules that went to an average of 24 drop boxes. At Philadelphia alone, we've identified more than 1,100 mules.
What is a mule?
A person picking up ballots and running them to the drop boxes.
This is not grandma walking a dog. They are interested in one thing.
No shape, in no way, in no time is that legal.
This is organized crime. 4 million minutes of surveillance.
What you're about to see is
so this is 1 o'clock in the morning.
Don't worry about 1 o'clock in the morning.
One night, this person, this woman, crossed 6 counties to 27 different drop boxes.
I call it the Mexican.
You fucking shit! What do I get my hands on you?
Hallo, wie?
Goedemiddag, met mevrouw Levy. Kunt u mij informatie toesturen over de cursus Arabisch?
Ja hoor, Levy met IE?
Nee, met een I zonder puntjes.
Voorletters?
AM.
Uw huisnummer?
14.
Postcode?
1791 AB.
Slingerweg 14, Limburg?
Ja, dat klopt.
Hoe bent u aan ons telefoonnummer gekomen?
Uit het telefoonboek.
Goed, bedankt. Ik zal u de informatie te sturen.
Dank u wel. Dag.
Dank u wel.
Hoofdstuk 15, tekst 6. Nog een taleninstituut.
It's not a leap to say this would have made a difference.
They have ruined election day in the United States of America.
Hey, Tommy.
That's provable. And that's enough for me.
Lingwafoon, goedemorgen.
Goedemorgen, met mevrouw Levy.
Without free and fair elections, we are not a democracy. We are a criminal cartel masquerading as a democracy.
2,000 mules. In select theaters, May 2nd and 4th. Virtual premiere, May 7th. Stream, May 8th at Salem.
Ночью, ровно в 4 часа, 22 тысячи орудий внезапно ударили по вражеской обороне.
Hey, Tommy. Kan de radio aan, het is hier zo'n dode boel.
Check the Amsterdam phone book for anything under the heading of Juliana.
There's a war going on in Amsterdam.
Sounds like a bloodbath.
And now, a direct report from Amsterdam regarding the sale and distribution of drugs from that city.
Man, I'm gonna kill you! Yo, man, you fucking that kid up!
Are you kicking his mother?
Yeah! He's back, goddammit, I'm a cop!
What?
What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What
left too much in pockets. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Power, Lümmel!
Oh, mein Pudelchen, mein Schätzchen. Schätzchen, geht es dir gut?
What is the matter with you?
Kan elke gezonde man in geval van oorlog worden gemobiliseerd?
En lingofoon is Marokkaans-Arabisch en Egyptisch-Arabisch. Oh. Maar ik weet niet precies wat standaard is.
Maar wat kunt u bijdragen voor de verdediging van Europa? 16 januari, Portugal. U hebt een strategische positie aan de Atlantische kust. Wat kunt u bijdragen? 18 januari, Italië. Bent u bereid uw leger, marine en luchtmacht te herbouwen binnen de grenzen van het vredesverdrag? 19 januari, Luxemburg. U hebt een klein land met een belangrijke staalindustrie. Hoe kunt u ons helpen? 24 januari, IJsland. U hebt geen strijdkrachten, maar waaruit kan uw bijdrage bestaan voor de verdediging van het Westen? 26 januari, Canada. Europa is dankbaar voor uw wapenhulp. Welke strijdkrachten kunt u over de oceaan zenden? 27 januari, de Verenigde Staten. Na zijn terugkeer kon generaal Eisenhower verklaren dat de 300 miljoen ingezetenen van West-Europa en Noord-Amerika in staat waren de democratie te verdedigen. Echter uitsluitend indien zij hun krachten spoedig zouden bundelen. Niemand weet wanneer ons verdedigingsapparaat aan de vuurproef zal worden onderworpen.
Are the inclination for strategic thought?
En daarom hebben wij weinig tijd van.
I can no longer sit back and allow. Communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
This man is obviously a psychotic.
Te worden gecoördineerd en versneld, zonder hierbij hun economie te ontwrichten.
Achtung, achtung! Nog 4 minuten bis zum Abwurf. Über 1 Million Menschen warten an den Abhängen der San Gabriel-Berge auf den Bombenabwurf, der über Leben und Tod entscheidet. Und mit ihnen wartet voller Hoffnung die Bevölkerung der anderen bedrohten Gebiete. Es besteht noch eine direkte Kabelverbindung nach Washington, aber die Funkanlagen sind zerstört. Auch mit dem Atombomber, den wir jeden Moment erwarten, haben wir keine Funkverbindung. Meine Reportage, die auf Band aufgenommen wird, soll diesen historischen Augenblick für später festhalten.
Als sein Assistent hat General Eisenhower Feldmarschall Montgomery angestellt. Andere Hochoffiziere werden benoemd en een staf werd samengesteld uit alle NAVO-landen. Hieraan waren moeilijkheden verbonden.
That is that.
Alle ervaringen worden uitgebracht.